man I love. While I'm far away from you, my baby, I know it's hard for you, my baby, because it's hard for me, my baby, and the darkest hour is just before.
Song full of heart, the Shirelles, and this is dedicated to the one I love. I played that one from their album, Tonight's the Night. And another classic from 1966, the Chiffons with Out of This World. A rather deep cut from Anita Humes with the Essex from their album, Young and Lively, Where There's a Will, There's a Way. And before that, we heard from the Angels and I Adore You. The Weeknds, I played that one from Girls in the Garage Volume 7. It's the flip side to their better-known A-side, Ringo. We heard Want You. And then from New Zealand, the Chicks and their version of Can't You Hear My Heartbeat. And we started that set with UK's Jackie and the Raindrops and My Heart is Your Heart. And that closes Crayons to Perfume for today. However, it does not close the Department of Love. We're going to keep that open at all times. I'm Glynis DJ, Girl Group Girl. Today, I got to be the Secretary of Hearts. Thank you so much for being here with me. Thanks so much for all your great pledges during our Hellraiser. Please stay tuned for Rotations. It's on next, and then Richard J. with the fantastic Nervous Boogie. Good night, everyone. Thank you.
She never looks my way. Her beauty and gentleness fill me with such hungriness. When she passes by, I get an aching deep inside, and it's hurting me, hurting me. But she's far above me, and to know she'll never love me keeps haunting me. Why can't we be? Why doesn't society wake up to reality? Though blood of a man be blue, his heart may still prove untrue. While the crimson color makes my love go undiscovered and causes me such misery. Wealth can buy her diamond rings, but not the joy true love can bring. It's hurting me. Why can't we be?
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Rotations. I am Miss Christina Ginger. It is the third week of April, and I am here tonight with a bit of a follow-up to a drop-in that I did about a couple years ago. And that show was an all-instrumental show, and this show tonight is an all-instrumental show, or as close as you can get. You will hear a few things in the second set of music. But it was inspired by some classical listening that I had been doing, and I thought, let's see if I can put something together for April. I just wanted to switch it up a little bit and put in some of the other music that I really, really love so much. So this is the result. We started off tonight with Lace Robots doing An Alarming Start, fittingly enough, and this is off of their new album that is out on the Double Crown Records label. Lace Robots hail out of Netherlands, and there is a bit of that surfy element as it's on Double Crown, but as you heard in this song, they really bring in some interesting things to create noise and to create textures, and they just use a lot of different technology. So it's worth a listen because it's really not like anything else you might listen to if you were just going to choose something on a whim. Following Lace Robots, we had Cebu Martinez doing The Oracle, and I'm pulling this from the New Eureka Roots compilation, which is a great compilation, but I'm just going to read a little bit about Cebu. He was a Puerto Rican. He grew up in East Harlem, and he actually was very friendly with a lot of the jazz musicians of the time and played with them. He played with people such as Art Blakey, Dizzy Gillespie, Horace Silver, Thelonious Monk. And he also played with Latin musicians such as Nuro Morales, Tito Rodriguez, Joe Loco, and Arsenio Rodriguez. And he an album for Blue Note, which featured Arsenio Rodriguez and his group, and also included Rodriguez's two brothers. This is a little bit later off the Fania Records label, but if you liked it and you sort of like that jazzy Latin or Latin jazz, you might want to check out some of his other material. And speaking of a blending of cultures, after Cebu Martinez, we had Astor Piazzolla. Astor Piazzolla is primarily a classical composer. He was born in Argentina, and then the family moved to the United States in the early 1920s. He grew up in the West Village and on the Lower East Side, and then eventually moved back to Argentina. And he became known as a classical musician who incorporated traditional Argentinian styles such as tango, which this essentially is, with jazz and Latin sounds and classical music. And there's a little bit of modern touch in this as well. And it's a really interesting piece. I love the cello work. I love that there's an accordion in there. And it really, at times it gives you that tango feel. At times it gives you a little bit of uncertainty. But this is written based on his experiences observing 92nd Street up on the Upper West Side, so take that for what you will. After Astor Piazzolla, we had Omar K doing Turkish Coffee, coming off of the Las Vegas Grind Volume 6 album. After Omar K, we went back into the jazz with Lee Morgan doing Totem Pole. Lee Morgan is one of my favorites of his era. I just think his music is really sublime. And in regards to Totem Pole, the name comes from the effect of Lee's trumpet alternation with Joe Henderson's tenor saxophone alternation. There's a group of six notes that they play going into and coming out of the release, and it also has a bit of that Latin feel as well. So just some fun sort of exotic instrumental music. Following Lee Morgan, we had Bernard Pfeiffer doing an instrumental version of a jazz classic, Hit That Jive, Jack. And closing off that set, speaking of some exotica, we had Les Baxter doing Maracaibo off of the Tambu album, which features vocalists, but this song does not. All right, we have more music. I have a little bit of surfiness to get into for the second set, and then we're going to kind of take it out with some soul. So why don't we start it off with Duane Eddy? Thank you.
Trio, Elvie Young, Red Hope. Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's get into that second set of music. We started it off with Duane Eddy doing Trash off of the Duane A Go 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 album, which has a back cover liner note written by the one and only Dick Clark. Following Duane Eddy, we had Los Straitjackets doing Genesee River Rock. This is off of their new album, Somos Los Straitjackets, and it was penned by the one and only Greg Townsend, resident of Rochester, New York, as I was, and I know you all know this, and the Genesee River runs through the city. There's always some fun sort of surf songs about the Genesee River and the Erie Canal and all those things if you're from that region, so this is another one to add to the list. Listening to it, I noticed a bit of a similarity to the Red River Rock surf version, of course, and I featured the Henchmen coming off of the Norton Records label doing their version of Red River Rock. Following the Henchmen, we had Ramsey Lewis doing a cover. Hang on, Sloopy, this is live. As I alluded to earlier in the beginning of the show, I said that it's mostly instrumental, and this is one of those songs that has some vocals. However, I allowed it in because the intent of the performance was to be an instrumental performance. It was the audience that contributed by singing only the chorus, and I'm sure that it just came along of their own free will. So I'm counting this as an instrumental song because the intent for it to be instrumental was there, and that is my argument, and you can take me to court over it. Following Ramsey Lewis, we had Johnny Guitar Watson doing South Like West. This comes from the Two for the Price of One sessions that he did with Larry Williams. And closing off that set, we had Winder K. Frog doing Shook Shimmy Shake. Winder K. Frog is also known as Mick Weaver of Fat Mattress and the Grease Band, and just an all-round session player. His instrumental albums under Winder K. Frog came out on the Island Records label, and they're really great. They're really hard to find. There are some reissues out there, and really worth picking up if you like what you heard there. We have reached the end of the show, so we are going to close out tonight with one more song. But before we do that, as I always say, stay tuned for Richard J coming up at 9 o'clock. And if you want to hear more of me and perhaps something completely different, tune in tomorrow night. That is Friday, April 17th at 6 p.m., where I will be filling in for Terry T on her hooligan program. I have maybe not so many boot stompers as what she might normally play, but I do have some great punk and hard rock for you all at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. And let's close it out with brand new from the Guy Hamper Trio. This is a song entitled Cape Trafalgar. Until May, have a great night, everyone.
Howdy, everybody. You're tuned in to the WFMU Rockin' Soul Stream. Hope you're all having wonderful Thursday nights. It's been nice and warm here in New York City. Past few days almost feels like summer, which is very exciting. We're going to kick things off tonight with some Kim Weston. And You're Just the Kind of Guy.
Oh, flowers that smell